views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Welcome back, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. And we're so glad that you came here to listen to us. For all of you who prefer to watch football, screw you. And thank you.
You can always get the results tomorrow.
That's right. No, but I do. I love watching football on Thanksgiving, and I do. Detroit Lions always play on Thanksgiving, and I think the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving too. I'm not sure, but I know Detroit is always every year playing on Thanksgiving.
I know the Eagles played one time.
Oh yeah?
Yes, I remember that very, very well.
You must have lost a lot of money.
Probably. I don't even think I bet. I just thought, gee, that's a nice name for a football team, the Eagles.
Oh, you want to know something really funny? Now, my favorite team is Miami Dolphins.
No, tell me something sad.
I got to tell you something funny first. But people always ask, how did you get your favorite team? People always say, why do you like the Dallas Cowboys? Why do you like the Giants? Why do you like the Dolphins? Okay. The reason why I like the Dolphins is because when I was 12 years old, I was in a flag football league after school. And so I was about 12 years old. And so there's a bunch of kids on the big lawn where we play football. And there's a bunch, and before the league started, there was a bunch of kids, like 12 of us were lined up, 10 or 12 of us were lined up in one row. And then in the next row was another line of 10 or 12 kids in another row. And so everybody was lined up. So the coach who's running the whole entire league, he walks by each line and he goes, "You're the Giants, you're the Bears." And then he goes to my line, "You're the Dolphins." And I'm thinking to myself, Dolphins? What kind of a name for a football team is Dolphins?
I didn't know I had a fin.
I said, Dolphins. So lo and behold, that weekend, I happen to be watching TV and I look on TV and the Dolphins are playing. And that was that was the year they went undefeated.
Really?
And so that was my team. See? I was the Dolphins.
There you go.
Undefeated.
You were a star.
So we had a marriage at that point at 12 years old, the Miami Dolphins. So even when they stink, I can't.
And you didn't
walk
even know you had
them.
A fin.
I had no clue.
Did
I had a fin.
Did you look on your back when he said?
Well,
you
I got
a
some scales off me over the years, but
I didn't want to mention anything. I don't like to be rude.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Love you. Okay, so tell me what you had for dinner today.
What did I have for dinner today? I'm going to tell you what I had.
Yes.
I had toiki.
Yes.
But being that I'm with Charity's family, I did not have kugel, which was a big blow. Big blow. Had apple schorsch. Had my Diet Coke. The potatoes were really good. There was no hamburgers and hot dogs, which was also a bummer. Big time bummer. And I love, love, love my hot apple pie.
Oh,
loved it.
Love it.
It was
awesome. Well, you have to taste my hot apple pie.
Darling, you have to make it first for me.
No, I made it. I made it for Thanksgiving.
All right.
I made it. And I will heat it up for you.
Thank you.
I'm a big pie girl.
Great.
There's
got to be vanilla ice cream. Hot apple
Hello?
Pie.
Hello? Don't
pie
tell me.
Alamo.
Don't tell me. Are you
kidding? My ultimate favorite dessert of all time.
Who makes pies and doesn't have vanilla ice cream?
My ultimate favorite dessert of all time is hot brownie.
Oh, don't
Warm
you know
brownie,
that?
Hot brownie with vanilla ice cream to die for.
I'm not even saying a word. Ask my husband what my favorite dessert is. I won't say a word.
Yeah.
Ask him.
That's the same thing, huh?
Yep.
It's
above everything in this world.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Charity was laughing. This is the first time she saw me have hot brownie with vanilla ice cream. She was actually jealous because I was moaning uncontrollably while eating this. She said, "You don't even moan like that for me. You're moaning for this." And I just couldn't stop moaning. It was like this compulsion. I couldn't stop.
I absolutely
like with each
understand.
Bite, it was so good. Like,
I actually understand.
You know, there's different variations of brownies because yeah. I don't like them when they're too dark chocolate or fudge. I don't like it. Like
I don't see that. Just that chewiness.
The like milk chocolate brownie, especially if they have nuts with it. Like, oh my God.
I know.
So that is like the bestest of all things. And I was
cherry on the top. Oh.
And like Charity was like laughing at me and laughing with me. And she actually said, "I'm jealous."
Oh my goodness. So, that is my all time favorite. But I'm a very big pie girl. I make pies.
Yeah.
My husband loves blueberry pie,
uh-huh.
and I make that him all the time.
Oh, great.
Out of fresh berries.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And apple pie, everybody loves.
I'm apple pie person and just like a New York-style cheesecake.
Yes.
I don't like all the strawberries and all that other stuff. I'm just a plain Jane person when it comes to
– I like a good pound cake. I love a good pound cake with vanilla ice cream.
You want to know something? I'm the type of person, I'll walk into an ice cream store, I'll look at the tote board, I'll see 125 flavors.
He'll take vanilla.
What kind of vanilla you got?
Yeah.
I'll have French vanilla. Okay.
That's right.
Or let me have a milk chocolate. I don't want the dark chocolate. I don't want mint chocolate-covered mint. With
you know something so funny.
I don't want the bubble gum. I
right.
just want my vanilla.
Bubble gum
French
ice
vanilla.
Cream, really?
There are people, kids.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Just give me a good vanilla with the bean. I even like it with the little bean.
Once in a while, I get in the mood for a good sherbet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I do. Yeah. And I get into it. I like to suck it through my teeth.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, like
obviously
my Jell-O.
You don't have issues with
what
hot and cold.
No, I can't bite. Like, so long as my teeth inside are, like, touching my gums, like the warmth of the gum, but I can't just bite into ice. Like, I can't. You know, my top teeth can, but my bottom teeth can't.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Sensitivity. Yeah. I have a lot of sensitivity down here, too.
Know what irritates the hell out of me?
No.
When I'm really enjoying a good Italian ice and I love it.
I love Italian ice.
And I get an ice cream headache. Oh, my God.
That's called a brain freeze. Where are you? Hello?
Ice cream headache. Yeah, I know it's a brain freeze. I know it's a brain freeze, but they call it ice cream headache. I hate that feeling. Hate it.
Well, who likes it?
It's like it ranks right up there with getting a knot in your feet and your toes. Like all of a sudden there's a knot there.
Yeah.
Did you ever get that?
No.
Oh, it hurts
my
like a son of a gun.
My toes have never knotted. They've always
been mine
straight.
Have.
Really?
No, it's not like they all of a sudden they're like this, like they overlap one another, but like the muscles within inside.
Oh, you mean you get like a Charlie horse.
Like a Charlie horse.
Or yes,
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hurts
that
like a son of a
man. He suffers from Charlie horses of his calves so bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it can wake him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wakes him up and it wakes me up.
Of course.
Yeah, and I have to rub it for him and everything.
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah, because you have to get the blood flowing through there. Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's really good.
It could reduce you to tears.
Yeah.
It's a terrible feeling.
Well, it's a good thing that you're there for him.
Yes.
But you want to know something? I'm going to tell you, being that it is Thanksgiving, what I am truly, truly grateful for, I mean, I'm truly grateful for being blessed with the mom that I had. Have.
Yes.
I'll say have. She taught me everything about being unconditional. I mean, there was a lot of people who taught me about love. And my father taught me about love, but in the opposite. And my mom always, you know, was just there for me whenever I was needed that nurturing. And she has such a great sense of humor. And I'm grateful for having the gift that I do, that I'm able to help share with other people and to help other people. I'm grateful for having a prosperous life, to be able to afford, what I have. And not that I live a big material lifestyle. I have a very conservative lifestyle, but I like being in a comfort zone. And that's why I live conservatively in the way that I do. And, you know, and so now you and I were going after the big ahungas for TV. And then one day I'm going to be very, very thankful for our,
and we could give
for
more.
Our TV show, and we'll be able to help out more people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's one of my goals in life is to be able to help out more people. And the thing is, you know, a lot of people feel guilty about asking God for a lot of money.
I know.
And I have no bones about it. I don't care what the churches say or what the temples say. You shouldn't be asking God for such material things. The bottom line is when you're in a very strong position materially, okay, that means not only is your life being well taken care of, but now you could help out other people who are less fortunate. So for all those people who ever thought that asking the universe or asking God for lots of money or material gains, you know what? Then this is why you're struggling. All right. If you're struggling in the world and you'd rather be humbled and live a life like in poverty, like a bunch of other people, that's just not my thing. I'm sorry. I've tried it for a short period of time. I'm not a big fan of it.
There's nothing where it says that you have to live like a rag picker, even if you have money, because you have a very strong belief in God.
You know, it's a shame though when people who do have a lot of money, but yet they live their life like they're poor.
That's
because
terrible.
There are people who do have a lot, and you wouldn't think that they have two nickels to rub against because they're so greedy.
They're greedy, they don't want to share it.
Right. That's the bad part about having a lot of money or having a lot of material gains.
Right.
The people who have a lot and they don't share it. See, and unfortunately, too many people connect people who have a lot of money to greed.
Yes.
And that's not the case. In a lot of ways. There are a lot of famous people, and like Oprah, I always like to use Oprah, who is worth millions and billions of dollars.
She happens to be the most wealthiest woman in the world.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, God bless her.
Yeah.
But she also deserves it. So, yes, she's a hard-nosed business person. A lot of people don't like her because she worked very hard for it.
Yes.
So the bottom line is you need to be able to
– and she helps a lot of people.
Right. You need to be able to help people. And so, therefore, your life is being fed. Your spiritual cup is growing. And, so therefore, your life is filled with abundance when you're sharing with others. But, you know, like I said, don't connect – having a lot of money as money is the root to all evil. It is not.
It's not.
It's what you choose to do with it is what could be the cause of, you know, heaven on earth. Or
let me ask you something.
Wait, you have to hold that thought because you have to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
So, all right, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Gobble, gobble.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Gobble, gobble, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. And for all of you who choose to listen to Sky and I on Thanksgiving, God bless your soul.
Yeah,
we just want to say that you have great taste.
I want to thank you, really thank you, for bringing us into your homes and having us a part of your Thanksgiving. It means a lot to us. I know it means a lot to you too, Artie, right?
Yes, it does. And again, this is all a part of, about the appreciation of life.
Yes.
And I really do. When I tell you, it takes me 45 minutes to drive from my home to my home office. And, you know, I go and I drive by a row of trees. It's like literally it's about a 25-minute drive, 20, 25 minutes just to go through that part. And when I look at the trees, and I very rarely will have music on, and I sit in silence, and I just am in awe of the sun and the beauty of the trees because it's the fall time. And I'm just in awe of the constant surroundings that God has given us and given me. And it really is. It's a blessing that people take for granted,
yes,
you know, regularly. You know, seriously, just for you to turn on the faucet and to have running water at your beck and
oh, yeah,
when a huge amount of people around the world don't have that. Either they're out of water or they do have water and it's dirty water, or they have to go across the village or walk for a while just to get water or to get clean clothes or to get, you know, normal healthy food or to be put in a position for your vaccines or to get help from a doctor.
It's mind-boggling.
It really is. And the thing that makes me sick is that there shouldn't be any famine whatsoever. There is enough food for everybody around the world on a daily basis. And it's strictly because of politics
and
greedy people. It's the only reason. It's arrogance.
Yes.
And it's a shame. It really is. It's a shame that people actually feel and think like this, that they feel like they have to control others to make themselves feel better. Sky, you said you wanted to ask me a question before.
I wanted to ask you, what is your take on somebody that sees what you have and thinks that you are very well off, but honestly, you're just an average person that works every day very hard, and then they use you because they feel as though you have a lot more than they do, and they befriend you and try to get into your lifestyle, and they try to use you for money?
Well, put it this way. You have control of that. You know, who your real friends are, you know, even with family, you know, you choose to, you know, everyone has a choice on how much you choose to allow somebody to invade your life or to be a part of your life. And if people have a misperception and if they're being disrespectful to you, that's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
And that's when you have to step up.
Something happened to me about 2.5 years ago that really opened my eyes on taking people in too quickly and too frequently. And unfortunately, I don't want to say this soured me on everyone, because it hasn't, because uh-huh. you know me. But it really made me sit back and think, do people like me because of me or what they can get out of me? Because I'm an easy mark. You know that. If you need something, sky is right there.
See, but you're the nurturer. You like to be helped. You like when you...
Yes, I, mean,
when
I love
you,
to help.
You love to help people.
Yes.
So therefore, you know, you have to, you know, it's great that you want to help out other people.
I love to.
It's a part of who you are, but you also have to understand when is enough enough. When you find it starting to be draining, mm-hmm. you know, if you feel somebody is draining you, you know, spiritual vampires.
Yes.
And they're sucking you dry, you know, emotionally.
That goes like crazy.
So it's nobody else's fault but your own. And you just say, I got to go or I can't. You, it's your choice as far as who and what you allow into your life.
Right.
So all these people who have a misperception of, you know, your world, you know, they can't fully appreciate it only because they don't understand other than what they see.
That's right.
You know, it's as simple as that.
Right.
You know, so even though you say, you know what, we work really hard for what we got and blah, 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 blah. You and your husband happen to play the game better than most people as far as being able to afford the lifestyle that you have. Mm-hmm. You play it at a very good level. You do. Now, yes, there's a lot of struggle behind the scenes, but at the same token, you keep the ball moving. You keep things yes. rolling because you have that net. You have this niche. You have this chemistry. You have that if you're down, let's pick it right back up and you'll bat it while doing it. But the bottom line is
we do
you're a producer.
Right.
And that's what you do. And a lot of people aren't producers. You know, they complain about the fact that their life stinks and that they're not willing to do what it takes to pick themselves back up. You know, too many people play the self-pity game and it doesn't do crap.
Think about it. A lot of that has to do with, like, my husband and I have been very well down. I mean, down like rock bottom. And we've been very high. However, we were never afraid to do what it takes. In other words, he was a security guard if he had to mop floors, if he had to pump gas, just to get us back on track to start getting a business situated again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He never said, oh, no, I would never pump gas, or, oh, no, I would never be a security guard, or, oh, no, I would never be a waiter because it's degrading or it's below my stature. No, he never said that ever. And neither did I. I did whatever we had to do to get us financially back on track and then eventually to start our businesses again. And, you know, a lot of people won't do that. Oh, I'm not going to go from being all the way up on this plateau.
I've been here for so long. There's no way I'm going back down and stuff.
They
the bottom line,
it.
You can't be afraid to get your hands dirty.
Oh, absolutely
regardless.
Not. And that's I think, the beauty and the secret to everybody is that, you know, nothing ever stays the same. That is the only thing that'll stay the same, is that you can guarantee nothing will ever stay the same.
Do you want – yeah, that's – right, changes.
Yeah.
Life is filled with changes and it's nonstop.
And if you're not willing to roll with those changes to get back where you've been or to help yourself move forward, if you're not willing to make those changes, then you are going to be stuck. You will be stuck.
I'm going to tell you something very interesting. Do you remember the guy, Andy Kaufman?
Yes, I do.
Latka. And there was a movie about him and stuff. Very, very strange, unique individual. Like
very
beyond.
Strange. Right.
Beyond the norm.
In fact, people questioned his death.
Yeah.
That's how bizarre he was.
This is a fella that even when he was very successful with Taxi, when he was on the show Taxi, mind you, one of my favorite TV shows up to date. Love the show Taxi. And, you know, when he was on that show, he would, if I'm not mistaken, he would still like, cause he wasn't on every single show, you know, he was on and off and stuff like that. He was bussing tables and they would give him his check or whatever. He never cashed any of his checks that he got from, bussing tables,
really?
At the restaurant. There was like lots and lots of checks that they found that were never cashed.
Unbelievable.
And he just put it to the side and put it to the side for whatever reason. He just did it because he loved to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you, you know, that's the secret to life. It's not just about making a lot of money, although you need to provide for yourself. But if you could do what you really love to do, whether it be as a living, whether it be as a hobby or just for the hell of it, If you love, if you're doing what you love to do, then that's pure happiness.
Right.
And you've accomplished a lot in life, because a lot of people are still trying to figure out, I don't know what makes me happy.
I know. That's crazy.
You know, you tell somebody to step out of their comfort zone. I don't know if I could do that. And, you know, it's a shame.
You have to step out of your comfort zone in order to watch yourself grow. Even as just for your own personal peace of mind, your own personal accomplishments in life. I believe you have to go out of your comfort zone to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. You really do. Because, you know, staying just with what you know. I mean, yes, it's safe. But at the same token,
it's mundane
and it gets boring and it gets old and,
yeah,
you know, it's.
And there's a lot of people who really and truly don't know where they need to be. That was always a big prayer of mine. You know, I always start each day with, Jesus, please guide my day today and please bring me to where I need to be today. Please help me achieve who I see. And how is that going to help people?
Whatever you want to do in your life, say those affirmations to God every single day. It should be your mantra. Whether it be, please, God, send me the love of my life.
Yes.
Please, God, please allow me to find my purpose. Please send me people who could help me. Please surround me with successful, happy people. When you are, you know, constantly putting out affirmations to God, it starts to become who you are. But for all those people who complain every day about their life, well, guess what? That's exactly the quality of life of what you're going to experience.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
because that's your reality. You create this to be your reality. And you go, why me, God? Why me, God? And so you keep saying this. And you have to learn to roll with it, you know?
Yeah. And just as, you know, we all pray to be placed and to be led to where we're going to be the happiest, we can't be afraid to climb the ladder to get there. In other words, you can't be afraid to do something that you necessarily wouldn't have done to succeed to your goal, to succeed to get to your goal. So if it took me waiting on tables, which plenty of times I did, to get where I needed to be, I did it. It didn't bother me one bit because I knew that I had a plan. I knew that I had a goal. And I knew that even if I wasn't sure about that goal at that particular moment, I knew God had it covered.
She didn't care.
I didn't care.
She didn't care how many lap dances she had to give, whatever it took to put food on the table, she did it.
I did what I had to
you
do.
You do what you got to
do.
That's it. You do what you
got
to do. That's it. And you want
to
know something, because we have to go to a commercial break soon. But the bottom line is, if you love to do what you love to do and you don't have other people around you supporting you, don't worry about it. You got to do what's in your heart. You got to be happy. You know what you got to do. So if other people are criticizing you, they're not living your life in your shoes. You do what you got to do. And if people want to place judgments on you, that's their problem. But so long as you're doing things that is being proactive as far as being positive, moving in the direction where you need to be, that's what you need to do. And don't worry about other people criticizing you because they're not walking in your shoes. And you know what? Yeah, your kids might miss you when you're not around or whatever the case is. But you know what? That's life. And you can't please everybody and everything.
Sure.
Sky, really quickly, what is your phone number if somebody wants a wonderful reading from you?
It's 908-500-1474. And Artie?
And my number is 877. I get confused sometimes. 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because the dynamic duo, Artie and Sky, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're a turkey.
I am a turkey.
She's a turkey. All right. Welcome back, everybody. And so...
We just want to be very thankful today.
We
want to just remember all the blessings that we have. Some of us have, some of us don't have. But even the ones of us who don't have, who are really missing people today, we have to also be thankful that we've had that time with them. And we can't forget that. I would have rather loved and lost than never have loved
at all.
At all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it is very painful, but you know, a lot of people block themselves from many aspects of love because they're afraid to feel the pain of loss.
Yes.
And it's the same thing even with your pets. You know, with your pets it's inevitable. And you know, everyone goes through this emotional torture when they lose their dog or cats or birds or whatever animal you're attached to. And, you know, it's a process of life. But while they're with you, just like your loved ones, you enjoy the living hell out of them.
Absolutely.
You know?
And then you have to remember, too, that you will see them again. You will definitely be with them again. So it's just like a short pause, like you're just taking a break. And that really gets me through the day. Because there are some times when I feel like, when I remember those who I love, who are in spirit, I sometimes stop breathing. I just can't breathe anymore. It's so devastating. But then I realize this is very temporary. And I'm going to meet them again. I'm going to be with him again. And I feel better. I know that I get happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to put out there an affirmation for myself personally that my creator, Jesus, God, always keeps me thinking of them and always keeps me in a good frame of mind to know that I will always be with them again, to never leave that thought or never take that thought out of my mind for 1 second. Because, you know, even the work that we do, we deal with the dead constantly. And even though we do deal with the dead, doesn't mean it's any easier for us to go through loss just the way somebody else that doesn't deal with the dead every day goes through it. So, you know, we do. We have a lot of emotions the same as you guys do. Even if you can't speak to loved ones who have crossed over, we still carry those same emotions and those same heartaches. And, you know, and you have to think, oh, well, some people say, and a lot, I get this a lot, oh, well, at least you can. Well, you know what? It's not at least you can. It has nothing to do with me speaking to spirit. Your loved one's loss is just as painful as mine, and mine is just as painful as yours. And I always want our creator to never make me forget that I will be with them someday again.
Also, you know, this is, like Sky said before, this is a moment of time. Like your whole life, like when you pass, it's literally like you waking up from a good night's sleep.
Like a blink.
It's a blink. It's like, so when you slept for 8 hours or 10 hours, you open your eyes and you go, damn.
You look thin.
Oh, my God. It's like 5 minutes later. It's like, it seems like 5 minutes. I only slept for 5-10 minutes. That's what it seems like. Right. It's like you wake up like super tired. Like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. I just closed my eyes. I can't believe 8 hours went by. I got news for you. Your whole life is going to feel like that as soon as you cross over to the other side. Right. Your whole life is like a blink. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. If you go back in time, all right, say from the time when you first got married or when you were a kid or, you know, when you meet up with friends you haven't seen in a long time or a high school reunion, and you go back and you go, God, that time went by so quickly.
You don't even realize.
You don't realize. Yeah, I bumped into a very good friend of mine from high school, and I haven't seen him in years. He looks great. And, I love seeing him. You know, he's a great guy, great personality. And like when I looked at him, it was just like time hasn't elapsed. But yet the last time I saw him or really had a conversation with him was probably in high school. And so, you know, we're going back over 30 years ago. But it didn't seem like 30 years. It just seemed like, you know, like maybe a few years, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know, he's had kids. He has a bunch of kids, and I have Rebecca. And, you know, he had his life. I had my life. He's married. I've been married umpteen million times. You know, and all these things have happened. But, like, everything just goes by in a blink. Your whole life goes by in a blink.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's weird because it's like – you'll bump into people who you haven't seen in a while.
That's so,
and it's like,
so funny.
And like all of a sudden it's like, God, like time hasn't stopped.
Yes.
It's like, you know, we just caught up, like, you know, like we just saw each other last week.
It's true.
And there's some people that are like,
listen to this. I wanted to tell you, which I forgot. This week, my husband gets a phone call from his first cousin, Meryl Siegel. And she says, Rich, we've been keeping slight contact on Facebook. We just got reunited after 30 years. After the parents passed away, everybody went to a different state. Everybody just separated. And that's how families sometimes fall apart. But anyway, my husband had maybe 2 years ago made an attempt to contact his cousins. And all of a sudden, little by little, we get a call this week from his lovely cousin, Meryl, which I always loved his family. Oh, my gosh.
Where's she live? Where's she from?
She lives in Queens.
Oh, okay. So she's in New York. She's in New York.
She's a New Yorker. And her parents, that was my father-in-law's brother, and his wife, that was Aunt Edith and Uncle Harold. We used to go there for Passover every year. They were the most wonderful, loving, and accepting people that I have ever met. I absolutely adored them. And after 30 years now, because of the holidays, mm-hmm. we're going to reunite right now, like after this, like this weekend, really.
Wow.
This will be the weekend that we reunite. They want to see my kids. They want to see my grandkids. They've got a grandchild.
Oh, we got pictures
and
pictures.
And I just think it's so amazing that 30 years have gone by and even better than 30 years. And still, you know, it's like when we spoke to them, it was like yesterday, like no time has elapsed. Mm-hmm. In fact, Meryl's son, Elon, was born one day after my daughter, Jennifer. So us both girls, two cousins, we were in the hospital together at the same time. She had a little boy, I had a little girl. And it's just like so many things. And I have pictures of the kids together. And oh my gosh.
The best thing that you could do as far as giving a gift to somebody else, if you were lucky enough to have pictures of the yesteryears of your family members, and if you made like a family album or if you made a collage of pictures of your loved ones who you're going to see, and if you have access to that, and that's like an incredible, incredible fun gift, an appreciative gift. And it takes time to do that. Because you're taking time from, you know, many years and to know who's who and all that stuff. And to put that all in one collage. And what's really funny, if you were to put your little captions underneath and not just say, oh, that's them at 12 years old during so-and-so's party. But if you like just made your own little comic strips and added your own funny little words according to the facial expressions.
Or even what you remember about the day.
That would be hysterical.
Or even about what you remember about the day. Oh, this was Labor Day and looked like he was sweating up a storm.
So Sky is talking about actual events. I'm talking about being silly and stupid. Comedy.
Comical.
You're looking at somebody with a weird look on their face and say, oh, he just farted. You know, you just write something.
I love that. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt. And, you know, that means so much when you bring those pictures out because you forget.
And it's fun, yeah. You go back in time and
You forget. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's a little depressing, too, because you look at the pictures and you say, could that have been 30 years ago? I can't believe. Where did 30 years go?
You know, that's another miracle and a blessing. The guy who invented the fact that you could push a button and capture somebody's image on a piece of paper.
Mr. Kodak?
Yeah, whoever it was. Seriously, whoever it was that actually first started the fact that you could, like, who could think of this stuff?
Do you know something? The angels put that in his brain.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it has to be. There's no other way.
Of course not. How could that be possible?
Right. Yeah. And it's a shame that the Amish people don't like to get their pictures taken.
I'll tell you what that is. They're afraid that you're taking a part of their soul. And I'll tell you the truth, the Native people, we also have a custom where we don't like to be photographed, especially at certain times. Like if we're dancing and we're doing ceremony, or we're even dancing, let's say, for someone who is ill, and we have a jingle dress dancer out there, you're never supposed to look in her eyes, and you're never supposed to take pictures, because just like there's good spirits, there's not so good spirits. So we don't believe that you should take photographs of our ceremonies. And
so I don't understand.
So in other words,
I still don't understand why.
Because I'm 100% certain that it's because when you're taking a photograph of somebody, we believe you're stealing a piece of their soul. I didn't make this rule up, and this is just my take
your understanding.
Yeah, my understanding of it.
I don't agree with that, but everyone's entitled to their own thoughts.
But this was something that, you know, look, it was what, in 18 something when the white people met the Lakotas? I mean,
Lakota is an Indian tribe.
It's a situation.
But she's going to continue this after we go come back. So stay tuned, everybody, because we have another few more minutes until we have to end our show.
And have dessert.
We're going to have some more good stuff coming. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving.
Right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So, again, I just want to express a lot of gratitude to my angels and to God for all the beautiful blessings in my life. And not just for my life, but for life itself. And for giving us the TV and giving us the performers.
And the water.
And the clean water that still exists.
Yes.
And, you know, all the beauty of nature and for feeding us on a daily basis and providing on a regular basis monetarily.
Yes.
Thank you for all the laughter, especially through the hard times.
That's important.
It is.
We should do a whole show on that one time.
On what? Laughter?
Laughing through sadness and grief and strife. Because so many people go through so much strife in a day.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Know? And if you could really get through that strife with a smile on your face. And overcome that, you've got it made.
Yeah, I called a laugh a day.
That's nice. Laugh a day. That's nice.
A laugh a day.
Yeah. I like that.
We'll create something to make that happen.
You know what Artie just said about going through a day without clean water, without electricity? You know when that really hit me when we had that terrible hurricane? The very last.
Hurricane Sandy?
Yes. I was without water, I was without electricity, and I was without everything for 2, 3, 4 weeks.
No way.
Yes. My basement was under. Do you know that the fire department of my town had to come 3 times to pump out my basement, 5 foot of water in my basement? Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And they got so disgusted of coming because it kept filling up that they left the pump. They left me at their pump so that it could just run constantly. And you know what? If you ever get a little bit full of yourself, do this. Just stop using your conveniences for one day. Don't turn on the electricity. Don't go near the water and pour straight water from the tap. Don't wash your dishes with regular soap in a sink. You see, just by those little things, don't be able to flush your toilets. I want you to just come right back down to earth and burst that balloon that we live in and prove to yourself how lucky we are just by those little things, those small details that we take for granted every day.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, also, you know, with your cars and the vehicles, you know, being able to go from point A to point B.
Oh, absolutely.
For those who don't have regular transportation, to have public transportation, the blessing of the telephone.
Oh, right.
You know, it goes on and on. I mean,
yeah.
You know, even though we want so badly to be like, you know, a movie star or a TV star or a country star or a singing star, or, you know, a professional athlete, you know, these people, like you were saying, you know, everyone assumes that everything is
rosies
and stuff
right.
like that. For these people, you have to understand, they give up a lot of their family life.
Yes, they do.
They don't have a normal family life like you and I do.
Right. How many nights they have to sleep alone in the hotel?
Right. They sleep alone. They're traveling the world. They're traveling the country. And it's fun for a short period of time. But a lot of times now, these major, major stars, take your Brad Pitt, take your Jon Bon Jovi, take your Billy Joel. They can't just walk out in public like everybody else without being, you know,
massacred by the public.
By the public. Or,
right.
You know, or Michael Jackson
right.
when he was alive.
Poor soul. God,
you know,
soul.
So you have a lot of. You do have a lot of things behind the scenes. And also, you know, there's everybody. You do one little thing wrong. You have the paparazzi blowing
yes.
out a booger that's hanging outside your nose.
Right.
Everybody wants to sue you because you have all this money.
It's so true.
There are people who assume that you have all these affairs going on and,
right.
and stuff. So, you know, all these people who – And sports figures that when they're on the road 6, 7, 8 months of the year, I mean, granted, they make a gazillion dollars and they live a comfortable lifestyle, but still their kids don't get a chance to see them as much as they'd like.
Right.
You know, their wives don't get to see them or vice versa.
Their life is doing so much impinging on their children's lives. That life of fame.
There's
really,
a price for everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And everything needs a balance.
Yeah. And what the, you know what? Not even realizing the repercussions that their lifestyle has on their children. You know what I mean? Look, I don't get to see my dad. Yeah, I have everything. But what the good is that if I can't, like, sit with my dad at night after dinner and sit on his lap and just watch TV with him for a while?
Yeah, it's every so often that you have somebody of that extreme nature who goes to the ultimate extreme for their kids' sake or for their family's sake. There are some of those major stars who do go above and beyond. But like I said, you know, it's very difficult and everything has a balance to it. I mean, yes, we strive to have
yes.
that kind of a lifestyle and we are shooting for that right
yes.
now. But we do it with a purpose and, you know, we want to share our gift and we want to help open up the hearts of everybody and help people to connect to their loved ones who passed away.
And love each other.
Right. And to give people insight. So for us, it's not just about entertainment, but it's also about helping heal
right.
a lot of people's hearts.
Yes.
And so this is our calling. This is our passion. And this is what we're going to do. And, you know, and through persistence, you know,
we'll
things,
there.
We're going to get there.
And you know what? God bless the people that we can help along the way.
Right.
So every single day means something. Every single day of our lives means something.
Uh-huh.
Even if we're not compensated for it, even if we don't have tremendous careers for it, every single step along the way, every single person we meet, it's help. It's something that we're striving for.
Right.
And something we're striving to do for someone else.
Anybody who ever sets you back, all right, don't see yourself as a victim, All right. If you see yourself as a victim to a situation, to a person, it's your fault also because you're allowing it to happen. All right. And then you have to start making the moves to get yourself out of the situation or do something to make something better.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not that we don't have compassion for people under hard circumstances, especially if, God forbid, you have a situation like health issues or your kid somebody's autistic or you have major health issues or you're taking care of elderlies and stuff. It is very difficult, but also allow yourself to delegate responsibilities to other people. Reach out there to college students or to churches or to somebody who could possibly alleviate a lot of issues that you might be dealing with. And don't be afraid to ask for help. A lot of people are afraid to ask for help. They feel comfortable giving to the world, but they feel very uncomfortable receiving. And you have to understand, even when other people are coming into your lives and they're willing to help you out in some way, that is God sending those angels, these earth angels, and you're an angel to a lot of people when you're there at the right place at
That's
the right
true.
Time. That's not without the help of God or the angels putting you in a position to help out other people.
And he trusts that you're going to do it.
Right. So when people come into your life to help you out, don't push it away. And if you do push it away and then you're stuck in this vulnerable position, well, you know what?
You did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself, and that's just a blessing loss. That's a present loss that was given to you. So,
I love to see people's faces when I shock them or surprise them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling.
I
love
am.
You know,
look
to
what
see
you did to me the other last week.
Yeah, to see the happiness. That's what it was there for.
I know.
Seriously, when you could put a smile or make a change in somebody else's life, and you know all the beautiful testimonials that we have gotten, and all the gratuity that we've gotten from other people from doing what we've done for other people. You know, you can't. You know,
you
it's
can't
just
put a price tag on.
Yeah, you can't put a price tag on it.
It's priceless.
Although. Totally. We enjoy the money, too. So, any case, all right, we're at the end of our show. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
and
folks.
I hope you enjoy – we hope you enjoy the rest of your day with your family, your
yes.
friends. And if you're just by yourself, hey, enjoy –
You're with us.
Right. And just enjoy a good movie, all right? Enjoy listening to music. Enjoy the stroll.
Go to the
walking
movie.
Outside. Or just, you know, give yourself a bubble bath or something, you
yeah.
know? But just enjoy. So
– God bless all of you.
Yes. From my mouth to God's ears – may God bless you and your family with lots of unconditional love, with lots of blessings and miracles. May God bless you with having all these beautiful good energies following you wherever you go. And may the people who could help you and assist you come into your life and don't block the good energy coming to you.
Yes, because we know we love you guys. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
And Thanksgiving is just a way to say it again. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So until next week, everybody, may God bless you.
God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.